This episode of Late Night with Ed Money is brought to you in part by Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant, located in downtown Amherst. And if you're local to them, dial for carryout at 440-985-FOOD. Or go to their website, which is ziggyspubandrestaurant.com. If it's a sporting event that you want to see, don't forget your sunglasses, because they have so many 4K TVs, it'll burn your retinas. So go to Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant in downtown Amherst.
We hope you're enjoying your visit here this evening. Now, on with the show.
I'll make it go away. Oh, my bad. You gotta start going away. Of despair.
Warning, what you're about to hear is an adult show. You'll hear anecdotal stories and humorous situations meant for adults. In essence, kids, don't listen or try this at home. Everything you're about to hear is done by drunk, trained professionals. Now enjoy the show.
Deep within the pit of despair, balls of Christ, dude.
Danny A. the Bouncer, and you're listening to the hottest show on the net, Late Night with Ed Money.
Hi!
You gotta do it one more time.
Hi!
There you go. Why, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to Late Night with Ed Money here on our website, which is latenightwithedmoney.com, where it's real people have real conversations about life!
About life?
About life! Thank you. Reach us on a ton of sites. Just go to the main site. Like, share, subscribe. Please do it. It makes a world of difference to that algorithm. I think people aren't doing it, and it's not pushing us. On the last one, CPAP pointed that out on the YouTube.
Because so your face was on the little thumbnail.
Right, so do it. Like, share, subscribe. Tell two friends. Appreciate everything that you've done. You're always listening to myself, Ed Money. Right over here is CPAP Chuck.
What's up?
Chuck Dick.
You caught me just as I was getting ready to do it.
Look at you, go wait in the car.
Look at his face. You can hear him but never see him. Is the monk? Because you're not worthy.
What's going on?
Wait, you can see him. Well, only if you know what his silhouette might look like in the dark. If you go to cross,
so many people know that.
I don't even think it was. It's probably some rando.
Go to Crossface on Facebook, because we just talked about going to see their show, and you'll see a photo, maybe, of the monk. If you know what his dark silhouette might look like in a crowd.
I'll give you a hint. He's wearing a long rabbit fur coat.
Right. And my
with holding, big furry boots.
And he's holding my sweater.
And a sweet ass bull dick cane.
Right.
And they're goldfish in his shoes.
Yeah. He's now last because he's here. He's the last one now to be announced then is Jeffrey Neutron.
What's up, everybody?
Hi, Jeffrey.
Nice applause.
Whoever did that.
Yeah. Monk, very good. Fun. And she's, again, I'm always happy when she comes here, is the lovely Beck.
Hello.
You have a sound effect. I got no sound effect.
Yeah, you might be happy when she comes here, but
I am. Well. I know. You're, two worlds combine. Dota, you're the George on Seinfeld. The worlds are colliding.
Oh, no.
The worlds are colliding. I wanted to ask you real quick, because you guys were talking about, for the audience, Jeffrey Neutron, now, are you normally a smoker or no? I mean, do you normally smoke cigarettes?
I used to. I was pack and a half for 25 years.
Did you? You're kidding me. A day?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I quit 7 years ago when my wife died.
Oh, sorry to hear. Mm. No, that was
sorry to hear. We talked about it 100 times.
Well, that's the new. Ed doesn't remember.
That's
anything.
The usual response. I get it.
He doesn't pay attention to anything.
Everybody I tell every time, they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I'm like, "I've told you 16 times. Right. It's not new."
Now, I know. Were you cold turkey? I have a question.
Vape.
Smoking? Vape. Okay.
The nicotine vape. Yeah,
that's what it is.
I didn't try the patch, but I tried the gum. Do the gum. It's gross.
What's it taste like? Like an ashtray?
Like, yeah.
Do you remember the orange aspirin, baby aspirin?
Yeah, I love it.
If that were a gum and had...
Oh, it's good.
Wait. You didn't let me...
Let's go get some.
If it were that were gum and you were also chewing on a... cigarette butt at the same time.
Oh, well, now you just
That's what it tastes like. If it was just the gum, I'd
probably make it into a tea.
Right, I chew like hibiscus.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we're sitting around, everybody just chewing cigarette just because we like the flavor of baby aspirin?
Orange Skittles and cigarette.
Baby aspirin was the bomb.
I
still, if I can find it, I'll buy it.
I eat one every day.
Yeah, baby.
For heart health.
Does it have the orange one?
Well, they.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can still get them.
Berry.
Yeah, or cherry or something.
It's
like
raspberry
that.
Or orange.
I didn't even know they still made it. I thought.
Yeah.
They
just, oh yeah.
I eat one every day.
The little
for his heart. Yes. Yeah. Just a, you know.
Orange baby.
I'll eat like one bottle a day. So if I get a paper cut, I bleed out.
Right. Yeah, it's baby.
I don't know why my blood's so thin.
He pulled a splinter. It looked like a fountain.
Where this comes in the question about smoking? Because first of all, I don't see.
Were never a smoker, correct?
Right. Yeah. Right. The only thing I ever smoked, which I
penises
did,
was a pull.
No, was the fact that I did, and I think did I give them to you? Was those or I gave them to Wayne? The Have a Tampa cigars.
Cigars.
It
wasn't me. I would have taken those.
I did.
I like Have a Tampas. They're good.
I thought I gave them to. Maybe I still
have probably Wayne.
Probably Wayne. Probably
but
Wayne.
By now, they're probably dried out and gross.
Or they might still be just sitting somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Well, for the audience out there, Have a Tampa was the only cigar. And the reason I smoked the cigar is made no sense. But for some reason, my body connected the dots of imagery. And Have a Tampa cigars, for the audience out there, was the only brand around here that I knew of that had a wooden tip on the end of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's like playing a saxophone.
Yeah.
Never had one lesson.
Well, so what happened was only when, for whatever reason, when I'm around a campfire or when
the burning wood smell of your guitar when we threw it in there.
You like the
nice,
the wooden tip cigars
that, around a campfire or when I played golf. And for whatever reason, that particular scent, and I know this makes no sense.
Cedar?
No, it smelled like it smelled like
burning rosewood and maple. That's what the guitar smelled like.
It smelled like my grandpa for whatever reason.
He smelled like wood?
No.
Or it smelled like his wood.
And this is the worst thing.
It was a White Owl. It wasn't a Have a Tampa.
I know where he's going with it. Did your grandfather smoke cigars or did he smoke a pipe?
He smoked a pipe.
That smells like the, I can't remember the name of the brand, but they smell just like the pipe. It's a
Swisher
sweet with the red.
I don't mind.
Or Black and Mild.
No, those are cigars too. Those are cigarillos. But
it's real
he's talking about
it's a rich smell.
It was on the pouch had a red medallion
like
or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was, but it was.
Yes.
My dad smoked that.
It was also a combination. My grandpa was he came here from Hungary at the war.
Why didn't you feed him?
Yeah.
He came.
Damn, you're fast tonight.
On my dad's side.
Thank you.
My dad's side, they escaped Europe during the war.
Europe?
Well, yeah.
They forgot their food.
They fled Europe for, yeah, forget their food.
That's why they were hungry.
They ate no wood on the ship. No, that's so.
And then they'd smoke the chips.
My dad's father came here, or parents came here, fled Hungary in war, and my mom's fled Italy. So, well, but here's a weird thing. And he worked at the steel mill, and he always, there was a weird old man whiskey
cigar smell.
That was
the steel mill thing.
Yeah.
Was it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He worked at the steel mill, and for whatever, and it's not like I had a close relationship.
It's the smell of somebody working.
Yeah. And you're like, you know what? If I can't do it, I might as well fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
Heads outside with a glass of whiskey and a cigar, pushing his mower. Yep. Feels good to do honest day's work here in the lower 40.
Look at him laughing at himself. No, yeah, and I don't know why it connects. For
we gotta go feed the chickens next.
But yeah, is that what it is?
Actually, Ed's like, I gotta go feed the chicken tenders next.
I like chicken tenders.
Yeah, so do I. Thank you very much.
Ziggy's.
I can't eat them anymore,
Ziggy's
though.
Chicken Ziggy's tenders are amazing.
Yes.
Oh, Audie, thank you. Remind us. Check out our sponsors. Check out Ziggy's Muscle Vodka. Okay. Anything we ever talk about, but especially now, he's going to be, the link should be up sometime this month for Allstate. So check out our local rep, the independent rep that you can deal with, that I collaborate with, is Andrew Grizzle. It's out of the North Ridgeville office, 440-327-8744. Even if you have insurance, but maybe feel you can get a better price.
Yeah, drop that shit and go to this guy.
Right. Yeah, really. This is the thing about it. I got real upset. I just saw him. I think I texted you or called you when I left his office the other day. Maybe. I'm like, I just saw the guy.
I don't pay attention to our conversations.
I know you don't. The worst thing, he's really good. He's young. He's younger than you. So he's in his early 40s. You know what I mean? So, and God damn it, this guy was wearing what I did not expect. I went in. You know, he's everything you hate. He's young. He's handsome. He's got the
he's in good shape.
He's got the perfect beard. Yeah.
And then there you are.
Yes.
You look like what, like Shmoo.
Dude, I go into his office. I go into his office.
And I pulled that one out of my ass.
Not a joke. He's like doing like chest exercises up, and he was wearing a Under Armour shirt. And I'm like, dude, every time I've seen him, he's been in like a coat or dress shirt.
Yeah.
And I look at him like, God damn it.
You're hot.
You could look that way too.
You just got to get out of the basement.
No, I did. Well, I can't at this age. I have got so many things going on. I just told him about my elbow that's out of place. You know, I got so many other things going on. I want to.
I want to win the lottery, but look at us. Look at us, Ed.
Do you feel in the summertime you get a little better in shape?
Because I'm always outside working in the yard.
I am going to come back to the smoking in a second. But yeah, Dad, I feel in the summertime I always
lean up. I don't do shit in the winter.
I lean up because that's why I liked walking the lawn. This lawn, we're doing it, but now my brother got me the rider.
Yeah, so hey, waste not, want not.
There goes Ed's exercise routine.
That's right.
Did you hook the patio umbrella to it yet?
I got a van seat on there.
Mini fridge with his beer.
Dude, right.
One of those Cedar Point fans that has a mister on it.
Just gets the kid in the neighborhood with a speech impediment to talk, and he just spits on him the whole time. Seriously, man.
But
hey, mister!
I am offended.
Where I was going to ask you on the Sunday. Look at him. He's laughing at himself, too. God damn it. No, I was going to ask.
Because we're funny.
Look at that. He just can't stop laughing. Jeffrey. Not you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm done laughing at you.
I didn't smoke. So that's the only thing I smoked. And when I golfed or went by a campfire, and then I stopped doing it just because, you know, I didn't like the smell is what got me. And I don't know why, because I didn't have like a tight relationship with my grandfather, but I didn't like the way my the mouth feel.
The mouth feels. So when I quit smoking,
cold turkey too, right? Yeah.
Well,
you said you're vaping,
cold turkey,
but
I vaped. I've been vaping ever since.
Yeah.
Just for the nicotine. But they say that when you quit smoking, everything tastes different, and
it's
absolutely true. The smells,
really?
The tastes, everything's different. Like I can't even be next to someone that smokes now because I'm just like
it smells awful,
it's
doesn't
disgusting.
It?
Disgusting. Yeah. I'm like I smelled like that for 25 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
but you disgusting. Didn't realize you did.
Right.
I hear that from everyone that has quit smoking. They're like, I can't believe that
See, yeah, this is my fear too. Of again, I'm coming back to smoke because I got something that I.
No, it doesn't stick to you.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, you know what I was going
to
ask.
I know exactly what you're going to ask. Yeah, no, weed, it doesn't stick. It might stick to you for a half hour, but not
the weed smoke.
Dude, there's people that I have that have come in the bar when I worked at the theater.
That's because they had a bag of weed in their pocket.
They probably smoked like literally
minutes before they walked in.
And they probably had like the big giant Cheech and Chong.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Big ass cross blunt.
Did you see the ones where they're putting the side of the leaf blower? And the inlet of the leaf blower, they light it with a torch.
They put a bucket. They fill a bucket with like weed. A pail with weed.
They put it on the
intake. Blow it into a room.
Yeah, and it fills the whole room with smoke, and everybody gets stoned to the bejesus.
It's called hot boxing.
It's called room boxing. Hot rooming.
Hot rooming.
Did you call it Roomba? Is that Roomba. You call it
Roomba? Hot Roomba.
What do you mean?
Not a Roomba? No. So this is what I'm about, because I didn't like the flavor, the taste in my mouth of after doing, but that was cigars, so it's different because you're not supposed to inhale, right? You just
but I always I smoked for years, so inhaling a cigar is the same. It's
did you?
Yeah.
Dude, wait a minute. Hey, Monk, you didn't smoke, did you?
Oh yeah.
Were you a cigar?
Probably.
Your cigar or cigarette?
God, no, cigarettes for.
How bad were you?
A lot bad. Bad. I probably started when I was 13 or
not
12 or 13.
Who does that?
All the way up till I got married to Mrs. Monk, I quit.
I started in sixth grade.
Who does that? Well, Big D and used to do it.
You realize I come from a whole family of smokers.
So
everybody
did
in my family. So I just picked it up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, everybody smoked and I did not.
My dad smoked and you just.
Like I bought cigarettes when I was younger, like a pack
for someone else
to look cool. No, to look cool. And we went out to like the teenage dance night.
And did you do this? You didn't really smoke. You just kind of did
a little. But then I was like, I don't like this. I'm not doing
right.
You didn't inhale.
You know how many games of Pac-Man a pack of cigarettes is?
Yeah, dude, that's what I was going to say.
They were 45 cents when I bought my first pack.
Really? They're like, $8, is that about right? $8 a pack? Seven.
They might be
there's
buck
somewhere.
More even.
Even if you say seven, there's 10 in a carton, so it's $70 a carton.
I thought someone said, it was like $80 a carton.
That's insane.
Something like that.
That's insane. And then you got to figure some people, like he was saying, he's a pack and have a day, so you're going through that carton in 5 days.
And you could get an ounce of weed for $100 an hour,
right?
And that'll last you a couple weeks.
Hour and a half.
And if you add up, say you bought a pack of cigarettes a day and you added it up for a year,
crazy
amount of money.
I know that's what's crazy.
I
so
paid my house off.
What do you live in, a refrigerator box?
What do you live in, a POD?
You know, would you think of how many extra house payments you could have done out of that? Even you know.
Well, this I wanted to say because it was I don't understand the compulsion because to my understanding they say quitting smoking is one of the hardest like it's like meth. You know, it's like
that's why he does heroin now.
That's right.
Look at him.
Switch.
He's a picture of fucking health, but he's not smoking.
He's all razor thin. Look at him. No, because
you want some Narcan?
you got him on speed dial.
I got like four vials strapped to my chest.
He's
like
got
a bomber.
Like grenades. Like a bandolero.
Just in case.
In case
of emergency, pull the pin. So automatically injects.
I just wonder because the oddest thing was happening, and I had to point it out to my one brother.
Are you still nightjacking?
No.
You're talking to Ed. Sorry.
I'm connecting the dots with cigarettes.
Oh,
all right. So this is why I'm going to ask because he's the resident smoker. You know, I didn't know the Monk was that bad.
Well, the thing is, when you went to the metal clubs back in the day or any club, everybody was smoking.
Yeah, but dude, Monk, how long have I been coming to your house? Dude, he has never smoked.
No. Oh, I quit when I met Mrs. Monk.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
I've been
23 years now.
Jeez, that's a long time. So okay. Now, did you ever have the compulsion, since you're still vaping, that sedates or not, it satisfies your desire for nicotine or no?
Yes.
Okay.
For nicotine, yes. Not for cigarettes. So I went through probably 20 different versions of vape pens to find one that had the same draw as a cigarette so that when I'm hitting it, it feels like a cigarette, you know, the amount of vapor,
in your mouth.
Like, okay. I have this little one. I don't have the big ones that you're like, you get a cloud of
Oh my God. I see some guys at work have these things. They look like a garbage disposal. They're so huge.
Like a fog machine.
So when they blow it out, it's like a fog machine.
Right. Yeah. You may as well carry a bong. It's just that big. No.
No, God, these are bigger than that.
Yeah. But this one I found, it's just the right size. It's got a good draw and it makes up for the constant habit of smoking.
So it's more of a habit of the fingers.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is I don't understand. It must be, you know, I don't have anything to give up that I think is a compulsion. I know what he's going to say.
Where do we start, Chuck?
He's writing a list right now.
How about the background?
Let's start with your junk collection.
Right.
We'll move on to your masturbatory endeavors.
It's not like I'm sitting like
that's a compulsion.
7. No, it's not like that.
You haven't even gotten the first thing on your list.
I know. That's
he doesn't even send it to me anymore because he don't get to it.
Welcome to the show.
I know I sent it to you. But no, the reason I ask this is there's a guy across the street. Okay, I have these neighbors. All right, first of all, I have this neighbor that compulsively mows his lawn. He's an old timer.
Oh, that's all they have to do.
I was going to tell him, but I still haven't mowed my
lawn. I can't wait to be that guy.
Are you bored? Come on over.
No, but you're right. Okay, so I haven't done it. Well, I'll get to the lawn in a minute, too. But so this guy across the street, he real good guy. Okay, I mean, the house owners, this is what was odd, the house owners, and the dude just bought, which I thought was the funniest thing ever, he bought a not a third wheel, it's a tiny,
that's you.
I mean a fifth wheel trailer.
He bought a tiny little, it's small, little
like a pop-up camper.
But it's not a pop-up, which is kind of cool because I always wanted one.
Why? So you can put it in your backyard and camp out?
No.
He can upgrade.
That truck out there ain't going to tow it.
You can put it in the garage with the other vehicles that I'm going.
That technically is his pop-up camper.
It's where he goes to pop up.
I have a pop-up garage.
Pop off.
So here's the thing. My brother and I talked. It would be at a future date. Like, you know how they have little campgrounds that have bands playing shit? Just since can't afford going on a major vacation or something, but if you've got a trailer like that, or whatever you want to call that, you put it at a campground, you could go during the summer.
But then you got to pay the lot fee.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know how much that costs.
Yeah.
My one brother said it's minimal.
It depends where you
go. Well, where's he at? The back lot of Gore Orphanage or something?
Where your brother is, there's nothing.
Camp Wahoo?
Camp Crystal Lake.
It's
not even a camp. It's just like an old dirt road that goes out into the woods. They don't even know who owns it.
It's called the parking lot behind Long John Silver's.
And Walmart hosts like tour buses and stuff too. It's like go park in the parking lot.
No, where he went, he's got it. If where you had,
I know exactly where it's at, and there's nothing there.
Yes.
That's why it's dirt cheap.
No, there
is literally nothing. It's like somebody mowed a field.
No, you're
put
wrong.
In a gravel road.
You're wrong,
and
where?
That's it.
Where at?
Where my bachelor party was.
Where everybody's at.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Unless they've improved it, there's nothing there.
Yeah, they have.
Oh yeah,
it's got one of those swimming pools with the brown water and the ducks in it.
They put nothing in. It's a dirt road.
No, he said that they now are setting up where you have electrical, like things where people can plug in.
Yeah.
Sewer lines are working on it. They want to build a pavilion.
Aren't the neighbors complaining about that yet?
So there's nothing there is what you're saying. They want to do all this stuff, but there's nothing there.
I don't know yet. But
what does this have to do with smoking?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does this have to do with the guy mowing his lawn?
I'm lost. The guy mowing his lawn smoking.
So the guy across the street bought it. And what was recently happening that made me go over and talk to him about the camper.
Can I stay in that this weekend?
I'm really mad at my mom.
I want to go on vacation.
I asked him, is this the in-law suite? You know, because his in-laws will stop over. What caught my attention was I noticed when I go out in the garage or whatever, I would look across and I think his brother-in-law or something might have been staying there. Like maybe the dude was going through some time or maybe he was just visiting or something. It was someone other than him, and he had this, not a Jeep, but like an SUV outside, and for whatever reason, he would sit out in this Jeep. It could be raining cats and dogs with all the windows down, just smoking,
staring at you.
Probably not allowed to smoke in the house. You had to go out in the car and smoke.
But his windows would be down.
Well, you don't want to stink up the car.
But it would be
Oh, it'll see
middle
the
of
car
winter. The middle of winter. This dude just sat. He would just stare at it like, and it was always like I would open up the garage and look out there, and he'd be staring.
He didn't like you.
Shut the garage door.
Just looking like this.
He's contemplating life. How things have gone wrong.
Or plotting how he's going to carry out his plans to kill the money estates.
Writing a manifesto.
Right. And I just wondered how. You know, all I could think is. I'm like, dude, it is blizzards out here in the winter, raining and everything. And the dude's taking it in the face, just smoking. And it's smoking.
I mean, you're taking it in the ass.
Yeah, he's not allowed to smoke in the house, and he didn't want to be cold.
Right.
Right. Is smoking. The
car had a good heater.
Smoking that addictive?
Well, yeah. I mean, he could be in his garage. He could be in the garage smoking.
But still staring at you?
He got a better view with the car in the car at the end of the driveway.
Right.
Maybe he turns on the car and has the heat going.
Right.
I never thought of that, but I just all I could think is I'm like, it's snowing out. His windows are down, and he's just
how can I get my hand on those two pitchforks leaning against his pop up camper Explorer in the garage?
And that 50-year-old snowblower.
How can I get that? Someday I'll get it, money. Someday.
Look at him, just little these guys laughing. I just wondered about that. Now connect it to the lawn because the goddamn neighbor. You know, I still mow my lawn. It's for the audience out there. If you're watching this show later, it's now mid-April. It's been raining nonstop. The lawn, our property, especially the backyard, is like a quagmire. You know, it's.
Yeah.
In fact, I was told him, and he was laughing before you got here, is that I went out to just check the lawn, and I was wearing Crocs. I was wearing Crocs.
Number one, you were wearing Crocs.
Right. Crocs with the little holes in them?
Yes.
Crock of shit.
No. I was wearing Crocs with the lawn, and my foot got stuck. And went.
You're supposed to be wearing, like, big hip waders.
Not
little rubber shoes with no holes in them.
Right, and it's stuck, and I'm like, God damn it, you know, I can't mow yet. And, you know, it's starting to grow. I don't know how yours is. Well,
is about 9-10 inches tall now.
Yes, yeah, dude, you saw mine. Yeah. I mean, it's the cats can now go in there and just
and hide like the mountain lions.
Right.
Other than our neighbors, we're the only ones I think on the block that haven't mowed yet.
Okay,
but I put down grass seeds, so
yeah, we couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I didn't do that. I didn't mow either. But
you're just lazy.
No, I like my. It's relaxing. It's zenning. It's very zen to me. I'll push a good
to watch everybody else mow the lawn. Right.
As he sits in his pop-up camper Explorer in the garage, smoking a cigarette, just staring at the people mowing.
No, that it's very relaxing for
don't
me.
Don't you guys even think about getting these pitchforks? They're mine.
No, it's relaxing.
Pitchforks, are they pitchforks?
But I'm that. Yeah. So the other neighbors, dude, he's mowed his lawn three times. You could see the ruts
in
his lawn. And in fact, the neighbor two down, what happened with him is it must have been his son or somebody. They had to get out there and lift up the thing because it went
stuck in the yard.
I'm like, dude, it's too soft. You got to wait till it's that old circle where you got to mow for it to dry out, but you can't let it dry out to be able to mow.
Right.
You know, you're in a circle till you just get a couple nice days.
We just saw the most beautifully perfect mowed lawn.
Oh my God.
From the bank. It was impressive.
We were pulling out of the bank yesterday, day before. And this guy has like the crisscrosses.
How do they do that?
I don't know, but it
you
looks
amazing.
You mow
this way and then you mow that way.
You gotta do it twice.
Okay, you gotta mow it and then you've gotta mow across to get the pattern because
you really have to have nothing else to do.
Yeah, you mow your grass this way.
If you want to mow your lawn three times,
it's not like that because you can see that. Because here's the thing: if you mow this way and then you came back to do the pattern the other way, it's the same height.
Something I don't know how they do it. Or something they attach to their mower, like a roller or something.
Yeah, it's that little. It's a little thing on the back of the mower that pushes the grass down.
Right.
I took that off.
Oh, like a crop circle.
I took that thing off along the guard.
Well, that's why your lawn looks the way it does, there, money.
Who uses that? Why do you use it? Need a guard?
I do.
What did you ever hit something that hit you in the ankle?
Yeah, right.
No,
you've obviously never been hit by a string trimmer string coming off at full speed.
God.
Oh, you whap!
I got hit in the shin with one through my pants, and still got a fucking cut the whole way across my ankle. I'm like, oh, God. I'm wearing pants. What the hell?
No, the only one that ever happened was my one brother was mowing the backyard. He told you the same thing. He's like, you know, on a rider, that damn shoot guard or whatever that is, you know, half the time it fumbles, it gets clogged,
yep.
You know, so you got to put, most people put like a bungee cord on
I've
it.
I've never seen a shoot get clogged on a rider.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How deep is your grass?
Well, it'll get...
How, you know, if you're mowing it super wet.
Yeah, you're mowing during a monsoon.
Or if you don't pick up the dog shit.
Oh, then it'll get clogged.
It's all smeared.
It's just a smell stinks up. Like if you keep your
natural clay.
Wherever you keep your rider, you can smell dog shit the next time you go in there.
What's that?
My.
Oh, so most people on the rider's chute, they'll put a bungee cord and it'll leave it up like this. All right. Well, my brother.
Well, that's how it shoots it all the way to the neighbor's yard.
No, worse. My brother was out back and we're in the kitchen. All of a sudden here.
Oh.
He hit a rock and it shot across it. To this day, shattered our back door. The back door going out.
Is it still shattered?
Oh, yeah. One of the windows, it was two windows, you know, that could go up and down, and one's a screen. So it shattered one. I'm like, piss on it.
Yeah, let all the rain and elements in.
Turned your storm door into a screen door.
That's what it was.
What are you going to do?
Oh, sorry, I had to get sidetracked. You had something you wanted to hit on. Go on, you do it
I was gonna mow my lawn on Sunday after I got back from my trip.
Right, yeah.
We're talking about next.
But I figured the eclipse was Monday and it was supposed to be the end of the world, at least I was told. Yes. So
why even mow?
Yeah, why bother?
Yes. Big letdown. Now I got no.
Yes.
No, it was a letdown that it didn't end the world because now I got to fucking mow.
Right.
And he charged up $30,000 on his credit card.
Right.
Damn.
Dude, I'm saying it's vacation. Funny you said that. Not a joke. That the eclipse. I even said
now for the audience out there, we were at total. What is it called?
Totality.
The perfect path of totality.
It was
came.
Amazing. It was. I'm not gonna lie. I thought. All this hype.
It was actually longer than they anticipated, even. Yeah. It was.
I was grilling hamburgers during it, don't get me wrong.
Do you?
Yeah, so you guys were talking last week on the last show, I listened to it, about we should set off fireworks.
Yeah,
they did.
Everybody and their brother did.
So I'm 10 miles from downtown Cleveland, my house.
Right.
As soon as totality started, five cities along the shore
started shooting.
Fireworks.
It ruined it because now it wasn't dark anymore.
Damn.
It was awesome. I'm telling you, everybody in my town was out. As soon as it got dark, everybody's cheering, yelling, screaming, partying, having a great time.
Stuff all over the neighborhood.
It was absolutely the coolest thing I have ever seen in my life.
It was. It was incredible.
And you'll never see it again. That was pretty cool.
Unless I travel for it, I'll never see it.
No.
See, we're all going to Arizona next time.
No.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I didn't see. Everybody was all.
Ed, you're just a. Right? You poo pooed the shit out of this so bad.
No, I did.
That's because you thought that
tinfoil
hats were gonna.
No.
You know, be the answer to all.
Praying I get killed at that day. I even sat outside like this,
holding lightning rods.
He's sitting there waiting for the Hail Bob Comet to come pick him up.
He had his tracksuit on, chopped his pants off.
Here's some Kool-Aid.
Nothing.
I had
new Adidas shoes.
I had some old Romex wire going up to the top of the roof, praying for the lightning.
Come on. It was strapped. Let it happen.
He had the other end shoved in his pee hole.
Deep.
It still is.
Hole. That's right. I could taste it. It was so deep.
You guys taste copper?
Right.
Anybody?
So I agree. The eclipse. So this is the thing. They were talking. People were crying. All this stuff, which is just terrible.
Crazy.
You know, big deal.
Did you even go out and look at it? No.
Just wait.
He looked at it through his kitchen window.
Man.
Yep. Uh huh.
He's like, oh, look, Mom, it's dark. Time to go to bed. Let's go snuggle.
I did. No. So look at you laughing at me. No. So what happened was I'm like, God damn it. I could see it starting to get dark, you know, happening. We had a lot of people, Mexico, I think the weather was bad. Texas, some parts of it.
Yeah, Texas,
bad weather.
A couple places in Texas had really good weather. Other places.
Right.
Which I was watching. I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, no, go ahead. It was opposite. They said it was going to be like perfect in Texas and Mexico.
And here we are, perfect weather.
And it was going to be like cloudy here. It turned complete opposite. We had perfection and they had shit.
I mean, here's the thing. It was like 70 degrees.
It was
beautiful day. It was very comfortable.
The whole time I was outside, I'm like, I should really mow my lawn.
Nope.
Ah, too dark.
It's going to get dark quick today. Sun's setting around 3:40.
I left work early to watch it with my kid.
Did you?
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, the temperature's going to drop. And then it's going to get dark. And we're sitting there, swear to God, 5 degrees dropped in like a minute.
Well, here's a minute. Like, it was cold. I had to go get a sweatshirt.
I didn't understand.
Old man monk.
Old man, sweater? Buddy, I had...
I don't know.
I
had a sweat jacket on too.
I didn't understand. I mean, people were making. Why would they cancel all the schools?
So that's a once in a lifetime thing for these people.
Right.
For
and they didn't. They did not know what kind of crowd was going to happen.
Because I remember in school, at least once or twice, we had in physics or math, we had made a little box with a.
Yeah, but it was never. Never totality.
I think it was.
This is the first time in our lifetimes that we in Cleveland were in a path of totality.
And it won't happen again for 300 years or something? So you might be able to see the next one.
The next full eclipse that we're going to see is, I think they said 2044, but we will not be in totality.
Yeah, you have to go to Arizona.
Yeah, we'll be close. So
I'm praying I'll be dead by then. But
the first eclipse I saw, I was in second grade in 82-ish.
It
was... partial.
What? What grade were you in 82?
Second grade.
In 82?
Yeah.
Oh, good God, Monk is old.
Yeah. That's right.
So it was a partial.
Oh my God, you graduated in 82.
I graduated in 82.
Okay. Yeah.
I had fake IDs and was going to Tommy's.
You didn't need a fake ID to go to Tommy's.
Yeah. But I remember going, I need to see a total because we were in the playground. Nobody we didn't get prepared, nothing. Right. It was lunchtime and we were on the playground and that was it. We're like, all right, that's cool. Staring at it with our naked eyeballs.
Well, here's what I did. I know it sounds crazy.
No.
You looked right at it.
He did. He looked at it.
A magnifying glass out.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't, did you?
Yeah, well, you can during the full penumbra event.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Because I said you can during the full penumbra. Yeah, because it's blocking all the light from the sun. But you can't stare at it. You can't look at 4 minutes straight. You're going to burn your eyes.
I did the whole
You can glance.
He did all the 2.5 hours he stared at it.
I did. I was just like, I did. I swear I did.
Oh, my God.
And now he can't see in that one spot.
What's wrong with you?
No, they say it's good for you.
Yeah,
that's what it's
vitamin D.
Yeah, good for you.
Blindness is good for you.
They say that's a misnomer. I think it's a misnomer. But anyways, I had my glasses on, so I could see it clear. But
he's blind.
This is the weird thing about it, though. And tell me if since you were out, I went out just for a minute because the dog was acting screwy.
Yeah, they do.
That's weird.
They said that could happen.
Yeah, the dog was acting out there. He'd whimper and then he'd bark and he was acting so. So I got outside, just go outside and see him. And I'm like, goddamn eclipse, no big deal. This was a weird thing for me.
Aliens?
No. I was again. I had the copper wire going up. It was in my pee hole. I had everything going on.
It was like a Jacob's ladder, but one of the wires was in your pee hole. The other one was in your butthole, and you were doing a handstand.
It would go. This is where we need Byron's sound effect.
He's reenacting the movie Powder.
He's bending it with his mind.
It ran off into the woods and just disappeared.
No, for the eclipse, what I did was, I started, so I'm sitting there, my mom's like, oh, there it is. That was a fart.
Ninjas.
Yeah, they were there fighting. I didn't care. It started going on. Dog was a little crazy. I'm like, God damn it. Got to deal with it. And it's no big deal to me. Right. For me. I'm just going to say me. Because we saw it. I remember seeing it when we were kids. Again, making the little box a couple times. And even if it wasn't total totality, then who cares? So I'm like, no big deal. But I will say this. First of all, and it might. I'm just emphasizing might. So don't tell me it is that I, because I stared at it the whole time. That doing it, that two things happened that was odd.
To random me. Boner? Out of nowhere?
That's no. Natural. Yeah. Eclipse boner.
I read it on a blog.
It was only a half of a boner. Like half of
yeah, totality. It, like, it curved around. It covered his butthole. The tip of his wiener curved around and covered his butthole in totality.
And then went at the diamond part. Look at you laughing at me again. God damn it. That was it in the pants. No. So when it started going, I thought, no big deal. I'm out there just calming down old hellhound, getting him fine. And then this was a weird thing. So I'm staring at it going, you know, it looked, anybody out there in the, I hate when people say, put it in the comment section, get a hold of DM us or put it in the comment section. It looked not only the everything up there in the sky, in the firmament, everything up there. Look at the look on his face. There. But when I looked out at the lawn, everything looked fake. It looked like your TV. Like, you know how your TV, for the audience, Chuck has this monster, high altered definition TV.
Well, it's not monster.
It's definitely not monster.
It's big.
It just looks big because the room's small.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first looked at that TV.
It's like, I forget how many pixels. Ultra 4K blibbity blobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it looks like everything looks like it's on a soundstage.
It's so clear that it looks
fake. You get suntan when you watch it.
No, it looks too real. You need a little fakeness.
Yeah.
Like everything looks like a soap opera. Like it looks live.
Yeah. That's the craziest truth saying ever. Yeah.
I'm used to it now, so I don't even.
It looks.
Like, when I see a shittier TV, I'm like.
There's a setting that you can put on it, and it makes your movies look like movies again. But I forget what it's called.
And I'm not doing it because we're used to it.
Right. It's so you
want to see every wrinkle.
Yeah, but it takes you out.
Everybody's thin hair and shit like that.
It is. So what happened was when I'm out there with the dog, and then I looked up, I went. You know, you didn't see the moon go in front of it. It looked like someone went like this in front of a slide. You know what I mean? It didn't look real. And then when I looked out at the lawn, and then dog, I'm throwing the ball with him to keep him occupied. Everything, because it was, it was a weird twilight.
Yeah, they said
it looked fake. Everything looked
fake. They said because
fake.
Of the shadow it was casting, because the light was coming around from the moon. That it would make everything, all the shadows look like grayish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the weird part. And this is, I felt, and again.
Aliens?
No.
I'm just hoping you're getting an anal probe soon. It's time.
I'll be part of the hybrid.
By someone other than yourself.
Yeah. He's been practicing for years. They're like, the aliens finally abduct him, and they're just like, ooh, this butthole's got a lot of miles on it.
Like, did we probe him already?
We don't have a probe big enough.
We don't have him in our database.
No, when I get in there, they have a punch card because I have so many. So
you get a free spaceship ride. After your 10th anal probing, you get a free spaceship ride.
We'll see you
next
week.
That's what I do, yeah. So everything, after the whole thing, looked fake. But this is the weird thing. I don't know if it's because I was disoriented from staring, because, you know, I caught the pre and the after when the sun was coming through and everything, and with the dog throwing it, you know, kind of doing this dumb shit. But I felt...
You were what, in the middle of the road?
What?
just wandering down the street somewhere.
No pants. Copper wire in his pee hole. Alien probe in his butthole.
I just can't get over that you didn't.
What?
Where
detective.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
We're over here, Ed.
I'm fine. How are you guys today? No, that I felt not nauseous, but almost like a motion sickness. I almost felt motion sickness because
you were actually doing physical.
Yeah, you burned your retinas.
No, it was the oddest. I felt motion sickness.
Anal That's probe.
I think it was psychosomatic. You were waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got brainwashed because you stared directly at it.
Yeah, I stared. Just stared like this.
Yabba, dabba, do. Yep.
That's how I came in the house. Yabba, dabba, do. Yeah, it was just odd. Now, did you go out and see it or no?
Yeah, I was outside grilling hamburgers.
Well, yeah, but did you stare at it or no?
Well, I had the Glenn's glasses.
Everybody on the planet except you had those glasses.
Those are for wussies.
I can use my glasses to stare at welding sparks now, too.
I was actually welding with mine after that.
He pulled out a spot welder and made a go-kart. Calls it his moon unit.
So I just wonder.
Big chopper bicycle.
Did you hear anybody else say that they felt disoriented?
No.
Or?
No, everybody was like, that was really cool.
I didn't think it was, you know.
We were driving through downtown Amherst earlier in the day looking at all the out-of-town plates, and there were like Georgia, Illinois. Virginia.
Yeah, Illinois. I was like,
that. Was it the day before? And we were at Sheets gas station down there. 4 out of 5 plates were out of state, and most people were pulling campers and shit.
Well, I didn't think you could. Where did they stay? Because
Walmart.
Because I said even on the highway,
out of that old dusty trail where you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like $4 for the month. So.
We flew back from
dusty train.
That was a perfect sound effect. No, I just want. I didn't. Oh wait, for the. I know we're halfway through, so we can get to. Because I want to hear about this too. Sorry about that. The long story on that. But you went to Oregon.
We went to Portland, Oregon. Yeah, Denver, Colorado, then Portland, Oregon. Right.
Denver.
Had to try the local.
Did you drive or fly?
We flew.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not driving that shit.
Dude, how's the crazy flying nowadays? Is that insane?
It's as normal
no
as ever.
No fights? No one?
It's not.
No parts of the plane came off?
No.
Just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, it is.
I have a TSA pre-check and it's still a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I have a TSA pre-check, right?
Yeah.
My number was on all the reservations and everything. For some reason, my ticket didn't print with it. So I go to the TSA pre-check. And the agent looks at it and he's like, oh, your pre-check's not on here. And he does the picture thing and checks my ID anyway. And I know it came up on the screen because it's connected to your ID.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's like, I can't let you through without the ticket. And I'm like, I'll be right fucking back. I went up and I got to print it again and handed it to him. And he's like, all right, you're good. I'm like, wow, it's amazing what a little bit of ink can do.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm like,
you're that guy. They're like, well, tase him.
He was just being an asshole. Because
he's making $8 an hour, and he's got a uniform with a big patch on the arm and shit.
Right. It's like, I get the security.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm in the system, I should be able to go to any airport, give him my ID, and walk through. Because that's what it is.
It's tagged to it. Attached to it, yeah.
I'm safe. I could pretty much go anywhere.
What do you mean by since
pre-check means that you don't have to go through the normal security.
You pay extra for that.
Yeah. Right.
You got to get checked out and everything. No.
You got to get fingerprinted. They run a background check on you.
Well, you do that normally when you do your passport, though. Right? No.
Yeah, you only got to do passports every 15 years, though.
Right.
And you don't got to get fingerprinted for it.
Right.
The TSA pre-check, you got to get fingerprinted for it.
Mm. And they run a background check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To see if you're on any no-fly list or anything like that. And then you come back and they're basically.
I still had to, like, take off my leg brace. And
did you?
Yeah, because I could be smuggling something, but I'm like. So it took me just
smuggling a kneecap in there.
Right.
Yeah, so you got there. You got on the plane. Everything, you flew fine.
Oh, flying is fine. There's no issues.
That's only, 2.5 hours?
It's 2.5. Yeah, it's about 2.5, almost 3 hours. We got to get a headwind or something.
Is that the Mile High Airport?
That's where you do have sex in the bathroom.
Right. No, not that. Wondering.
It's funny you said that because they've got the little screens on the back of the seats and you can watch your flight progress.
Yeah.
So we're flying into Denver and I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, we got a ways to go. We're still 7,000 feet. Oh, there's the airport. Dumbass.
Yeah.
It's 5,000 feet above sea level. Right. I was like, we're not going to zero like Cleveland. We're going to a couple hundred feet like Cleveland.
They say it's common for people because of the altitude that they'll feel.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Walking around, like climbing through the mountains.
Did
and
you get
shit.
Winded or?
No, yeah.
It's not bad, but the air is definitely thinner. And it's altitude sickness. So
sorry, Kim. The second time today.
We went out and checked a couple sites, the Red Rock Amphitheater, which is really cool. Up and down that.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're climbing all these stairs. And I'm like,
right, dude. Yeah, that's like,
true. You're not in bad shape either.
No,
that's what they say.
I'd be on the old person lift going up his stairs.
Right.
the lift chair.
Yeah.
But then my daughter wanted to go see the Stanley Hotel, so I'm like, oh, hell yeah, we'll drive to the Stanley
Hotel.
Which,
explain to the people.
Stanley Hotel is the hotel that The Shining, Stephen King's The Shining was based on.
That'd be badass.
So we went on the Shining tour.
Are you kidding? Did you?
Yeah. So apparently there's multiple tours, and I picked the wrong one because we went on the Shining tour, not the Haunted tour. My bad. But
no haunted, creepy little twins.
Right. But at the very beginning.
Can you rent a big wheel and ride it down the hall?
No, but I was like, you need to put this in, like big wheel races.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first thing the tour guide says is if you experience nausea, shortness of breath, whatever,
let me know
because that's altitude sickness.
Yes.
If you don't tell me and you pass out, I have to call an ambulance.
It's
the law. I have to.
Right.
So make sure you tell me so we can get you fixed up before that happens.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, that's
true. What do they do for you?
They sit down, so they water,
spray some water on you.
Right.
They spray him like a cat.
Get spramped.
Down.
Right.
They hit you over the head with a rolled up newspaper.
Right.
Get your breath back.
They bring a sandbox next to you. You're just peeing here.
It was a cool tour, though. I mean,
how big is that hotel?
It's like five buildings. We couldn't go into the upper levels where the rooms were because, you know, you can't wander around where people are staying.
Oh, so it's
why not? I always do.
Yeah, it's open now. Open now. Like, I don't know when they reopened it.
As an actual real hotel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be darned.
You cannot stay in room 217, though.
I wouldn't want to.
That Stephen King stayed in.
I would not. No.
Why?
I don't.
It's supposed to be the most haunted room in the hotel.
But you don't believe in that, right?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
We've talked about
this.
Yeah, I've seen shit that make most people piss themselves.
I'm like,
just does it for the hell of it.
Ghost stuff doesn't bother me, but I wouldn't stay in that room. Not that one.
Right. Yeah. Is it because of the stigma behind it, or is it because just in general? You're like, no big deal, or no, I don't want to do it just in case.
Not that room.
Because of the movie. The movie screws
even
you up.
Though,
in it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It's like Jaws to me with swimming.
But see, the movie, they were in the groundskeeper's quarters. It's a whole different building. They took us through that. It's cool as hell. They even remodeled the master suite to look like the movie.
Oh, wow.
Because Stephen King, after seeing the Spielberg version, the original movie, hated it, and decided he was going to do a miniseries, which he did, that was filmed at the Stanley. So they have a contract that...
Is that the one that was on TV?
Yes.
That was good.
He came in and remodeled it to what his vision of it was, like, not completely, but installed carpets that weren't there, wallpaper, all this stuff. So they now have to keep it that way.
Wait a minute.
As long as that
TV version was pretty good.
What was the? I thought it was shot there. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Scatman Crothers. Sorry, it's the only thing I can remember from
The
Shining.
You say German Scatman?
No,
Scatman Crothers.
German dungeon porn.
No, the movie with Ewan McGregor was supposed to be that kid grown up.
Dr. Sleep?
Sleep, yes.
Wasn't that shot there as well?
I think they shot the outside. I don't think they shot the inside there.
Okay, maybe that's...
Because I watched that, and it looked like it, so they might have, but they could have green screened it. It's not that hard.
Oh, that's true,
to do,
yeah.
But.
I thought maybe that's the reason they remodeled it and made it look good, because the one with Ewan McGregor...
The miniseries was well before that. So.
Okay.
But that is, I mean, that's honestly the sequels to The Shining.
Right. Yes.
Dr. Sleep is the kid.
Yes. The kid that grew up.
Right.
Right.
Any good? Was Dr. Sleep any good?
I saw it and I thought it was pretty good, and it left a wide door
for a sequel.
Yeah. Right. For a sequel to the sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie was all right. The book, I definitely recommend the book over the movie.
The movie was pretty good. I don't read Stephen King that much anymore. I'm like,
his books are hard to do because they're so either way out there or just, I mean, every one of the movies made are
gruesome. He's so gruesome.
He got hit by a car, dude.
Right?
Did he?
Yeah.
And that made him look that way?
No. That's just age and
his
heavy alcohol abuse as a younger man.
It's like looking at Quentin Tarantino.
Who?
Right.
What's it?
Stephen King?
Stephen King, it's like, oof. But so you left Denver, then went on to Oregon.
Went to Oregon, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to the Pacific just to see the Pacific once. It was cool.
Did you stop at any dispensaries?
Dispensaries. We We stopped in Denver at a dispensary because my buddy wanted to try it for the first time, and he didn't want to smoke, so we got some Skittles.
Oh, right on. They make it from whatever stuff.
They're pretty good.
They have one guy in the back.
He was very disappointing. It didn't hit him well. So he was like that first guy that you smoke a joint with and you're passed out in the corner. And he's like, is it going to hit me yet?
That guy.
Very disappointing. So hopefully maybe one more time when he takes one and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was the same way, so I can't complain. Like the first time, not that time.
Did you give him like five? You just kept wedging them in his mouth.
I think he was at 50 milligrams.
What? And he didn't get anything? Yeah. Did he have a full belly?
He definitely felt it because he started saying shit that was funny. And he was like, he said something. He's like, okay, I get it. Because he heard what he said and went, oh, yep. Fuck.
Wait a minute. Does food, you're saying food,
if you're doing edibles and you got like a full belly, it's just like anything or any medication. Yeah,
it'll hit you harder.
It's like alcohol. If you drink on an empty stomach,
faster.
Yeah.
Someone, Moose, used to tell me that if you're buzzing and then you ate food, it brings you down. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying if you eat an edible on an empty stomach, you're going to get more of the medicine than if you had a full stomach.
I love just call it medicine.
Say you took it and then you took it again and you're like, huh, it didn't hit me as hard as...
Yeah, that happened, right.
Like, it could be because maybe you took it... I'm more on an empty stomach. Oh, you can build up tolerance, but a couple times you're not going to build up tolerance.
Right.
But yeah, it might be depending on what you, because I definitely can tell if I have an empty stomach and I.
In other words, he said that they did the edibles. Is there different? I got to formulate the question. Is the THC, is that what it is that's in there? Is it the same no matter if it's in edibles, you smoke it, whether it's in any form? Is it the THC? Is the THC is
still
THC.
The same chemical?
In other words, if you took an edible versus smoking it, one will hit you differently than the other?
Yeah, they hit you different because one you're smoking and one you're eating.
Think of it like medication.
But
so if
what
you
I'm
took,
saying, it's the same thing.
If right.
You, well, if it's the same level, it may give you the same type of high.
Right.
But...
Smoking
if you
a joint.
Smoke, it's like instantaneous, pretty much. Within a minute, you're feeling it. Yeah.
With an edible, you got to metabolize it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And
if you eat an edible.
To me, an edible is a different high than smoking. It's a little more mellow to me.
People do like under the cheek and gum.
Like they're doing chew.
No.
It's like morphine, Ed. If you get morphine pills
but they
for
say
like
it is
a
better
daily.
If you let it melt. They say it's better if you let it melt.
Ed's still looking for the suppositories.
Edibles?
That'll hit you quick.
Edibles. Yeah, you're taking out the middleman.
Dude, that's way disconnected what he just said, suppositories. You know, when we were kids, we never had to have medicine. Like sometimes a kid can't.
Because it was always a suppository.
What do you
mean? All right, children, line up. Here it comes.
What do you mean you never had medicine? Like,
no, we had.
Turn around and grab your ankles.
Here comes the airplane.
And it wasn't a suppository. It was a big teaspoon full of castor syrup.
Right. Okay. When we were kids, if you couldn't, if they didn't have the medicine in, like, say, pill.
Right.
Say you had allergy. I'm using allergies as a terrible example, but if you couldn't, I was horrible
at swallowing pills.
Couldn't swallow.
Look at him now. He swallows everything.
Like a chick.
That go-getter.
He never spits.
Pills like this big, like five, six at a time. No problem. For all the medication I take? No,
you're kidding. See,
I take them
terrible.
All at once.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Who does that?
He's
doing it too. No,
a little pre-sip of water and boom.
No, when I was little, I used to take it was called Drixoral or Drexoral or whatever. It was an allergy medicine because
I remember that.
Do you remember? It was green.
Yeah.
It was a little green one.
I've never heard of it.
I remember the name.
Yeah, and I could put it on my tongue, drink that bug, and then go. And it's still right on my
tongue. That's because you don't put it on your tongue. You got to put it farther back. And then here's what you do. Put it.
Yeah, and then you. I know now.
No.
The way I do pills is.
You go, you put it. You know, it's a big thing. Then you take drink water.
Yeah.
It does. It loosens it up and gets it unstuck off your tongue.
Ed does that with wieners.
I'm telling you, if you got a lot of pills, you just shake it while you got some water in there, and it dislodges it, and then boop.
See, I...
And we're right back to Grandpa's cigar.
Yeah.
I, not a joke, if I would have done that, dude, it was times that you do it, go back, and it hit the uvula, and then you're like, you know, everything comes out. So now,
are you talking about wieners or pills?
Either or.
I wasn't sure where you're going with this.
It would have to be a good sized wiener to hit the uvula.
Well, let me see.
At least two fingers.
No, I should have that background from when we did Zoom. Yeah. No, what it is now, because my mom taught me how to do it, is I'll fill my mouth with water and then tilt it back and drop it in. You know what I mean? And then I swallow at the same time and it just goes down with it. Because I was terrified. But my question is, if a pill takes longer because it's dissolving, an edible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
In the smoke.
And metabolize. It has to go through.
Right. I thought anything you put under your tongue instantly goes into
only
your system.
If you
system.
Let it sit under your tongue. Like, yeah, if you put an edible in your mouth, let it dissolve in your mouth.
Yeah, it'll hit too quick. It's better than chewing. But right. Let it. You can put it under your tongue. It's not going
to. Yeah, but I thought you were just swallowing it. It takes forever to go through everything.
It does. Yeah.
They even have, like, on the back of the bag or the whatever, it'll say how long it takes to kick in.
You'll have to try my little, what's it called? What do they call them?
The loom, the rip?
A rip. So it looks like a lighter size thingy. He said it's not really a vape. It doesn't smell like smoke.
That's my fear too.
It doesn't. It smells like nothing. It's vapor, steam. Well, not steam, but and then
like that.
Yeah, but do you?
Yeah.
Do it now.
It has almost no. Hardly any taste. Like, if you're not like, oh my god, and you should just try it and see, because you won't smell like.
I'll lick all of it.
we'll get you your own, Ed.
Yeah.
And I'll be.
And the one I have is real mild. Dude, it's nothing crazy.
I could be the guy because I'm nervous because I've never smoked. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm.
Just try one. It's not.
I'd probably be the guy who's nervous
and go
blow him a great big shotgun.
what if we just bring you like a doobie and you give it a whirl?
He'll cough from that.
Doesn't
but
matter.
Yeah, but that'll be good. That'll be awesome.
It's gotta be this shape, Chuck, and I gotta smoke it like this.
And you can let it hit your uvula.
Well, it lights up so you know if it's hitting or not, so you're not just
wait a minute, that's a vape though.
No.
Yeah, you said
it sort of is.
It's like one, but it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one at one time. No, I had it.
No, you had a oil cartridge.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is different.
Yeah.
This is different. This is pure rosin.
Now, why isn't CBD oil?
Okay.
What do you say that? Isn't it good?
No, it's good for your sore muscles.
Right.
You're rubbing
you don't
them.
Work or work
CBD
out.
CBD isn't.
Now that's openly
part.
Sold, right? You can openly buy
anywhere.
And
sell it at gas stations.
Was everything since it's
just like Ed's boner pills?
CBD doesn't get you.
Yeah, it doesn't
any
get you
high. It's not for that.
It's not. Okay. Yeah. Well, since everything was legal, you're saying everywhere you go, it's like a convenience store. There it is.
No, they still have dispensaries. You cannot buy THC anywhere but a dispensary there.
It's just like a liquor store.
Right. It's like a liquor store.
Like a
you can't get
store.
High-proof liquor anywhere but a liquor store, just like here.
Yeah. And that's how it is. So you go in there. Now, is everybody right out on the street just – See, that's my thing.
Yes, no.
I think he thinks everybody's like,
right?
They are. So, I'm telling you, I don't like that overpowering smell.
When we were in Portland,
I don't smell like that.
We got to the hotel.
No way.
Like
we were in Portland. We went to the hotel, found this restaurant that was right down the street.
Yeah.
Next to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Was a
dispensary.
Okay. And we just sat there and ate and watched people come and go. And you're thinking like. All these horror stories you're told.
Yes.
People are smoking out there. No, most of the people that go into these.
He thinks it's. Like the movie.
Right.
Like Spicoli's going to roll out of his van.
Right, coming out and just smoking it all in the parking lot. No, these people.
Like Reefer Madness. They're like crazed maniacs going to kill people.
It's more like the guys that are going to the strip clubs that are afraid their wives' friends are going to see them.
So they
sneak in and sneak.
They're all trench coats.
It's like they're very discreet, like looking around. Nobody sees me. And they walk in and they get it. And then they go. But then there are some people just like strut right on.
Dragging like a Santa Claus Christmas bag.
And it may be like here, they you don't, they don't want you opening your packaging in the, even the parking lot. Right. Like, go home and do whatever. But
yeah, you're not allowed to smoke in public
you
here.
Can't, you can't just, hey.
Really? I didn't know that.
You're not allowed to smoke in public here. Yeah. People do, don't get me wrong.
But it doesn't stop anyone. I can smell people's shit coming out of their car three cars back.
Absolutely. Yes! Yeah, I've done it. You can
Are you stupid?
As long as it's not affecting you, though, who cares?
Well, it does affect me because these fuckers are stoned in front of me and the cops aren't pulling them over. You know they're stoned.
And you're not, damn it.
Right? Well, no, they're, when they're, if you can smell it, they're in front of
you. Oh, well, maybe you are.
You're in danger because these assholes might wreck and you're going to be behind them. That's my issue.
Yeah, but they'd only be going 2 miles an hour.
That's true.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a very low impact wreck.
He's worried about smelling like it from a car.
Okay, so why is that going to cramp your style with the lady?
Yep. It's not going to happen. Yep. I'm not going to smell it.
Mom's going to yell at him when he comes home.
So that is a problem,
right?
With everybody smoking it where they're not supposed to. You can smell it, but it's not going to stick to you.
No, it's not going to stick to
you. It doesn't cling. Like, it's not just going to go, oh.
Because, you know, the ladies at the bingo hall aren't going to know any better. That's what I'm saying. Some of the ladies that I talked to at the winery,
they probably got better stuff anyhow.
I was going to say, they were like, ooh, you smell like pot. Can I have some?
No. Yeah, you should be like, ooh, you smell
they're,
good.
They're
you
wearing their white diamonds.
They call it Dr. Feelgood comes in with a...
Elizabeth Taylor white diamonds that they're
wearing. God. They stopped making in 1972.
And they still have the giant...
Ed still has some.
They got the full...
There's four bottles in the back there.
The pump top.
The big-ass display one that they put on the counter. I'll have this one, please. That'll be $4.
Yeah. Do you got any of that rose perfume left?
Oh, that was the worst. Wasn't that the worst, dude? I wanted it for... we're getting close. We got time. Again, for the audience out there, if you go to 697, I think it's 697, no, 698, I talked about going to see Crossface, Chuck's band. Would you say still band or previous band? Or,
band.
Okay, band. That
Chuck, yeah, things are happening.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, things are happening.
There may be a reunion.
Another reunion, yeah. Or just like, hey, let's play a show.
There you go. Which is good. That'll be fun to go again. If you do, let me know.
Oh, absolutely.
Glad. I think it'll be fun. And so she got to see it for the audience out there.
She's been married to me for 31 years.
She's probably seen a few.
Seen a couple?
I used to sell merch way back when for them.
Did you?
And she's horrible with money, so we'd end up losing money every time.
Hey. Yeah, everybody had a t-shirt.
I'm not horrible with money. I'm horrible with counting.
And we only made like $7.
Any type of math.
No.
I'm not your girl.
Did you? Okay, you haven't heard the show then yet.
No, right? I haven't.
Right. He heard it. Now, when I went to the show, I was telling him about it. First of all, it was, for me, way a different experience. All right.
Well, it wasn't anything.
Because Ed's never been out of the house in like 8 years.
He hasn't been out of the county.
It's
yeah, it's different for you, but it wasn't like, oh my god.
No, well,
it wasn't crazy.
The mosh, really? I've never again, like, the most they did, like, so I'll use the Palace when they had a couple.
Yeah, they had a lot of mosh pits at the Palace.
Yeah, during the ballet, right. The Nutcracker, that was pretty crazy that night.
They've had people dancing up front, but nothing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like these animals that
stop being so rowdy.
And so
you guys sit down, our ELO tribute band is coming up.
I like ELO.
They're not going to play. They're not going to play if you don't sit down.
That's true too. But it was a different experience. And I feel for the audience, if you go to the Facebook page, you can see the little promo I did that you can see and hear Crossface in that as well. I think there were three songs that I clipped in that were there, and it was good. It was really good. But for me, did you ever mosh before or no?
No.
Barely, way back when, at least I thought that's what it was, but it was nowhere near. No, I'm too
fragile.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not. I don't want to get punched in
if
the
they
eye.
Bumped her, she'd have to kill them.
Elbow. Yeah. Hey, I would get mean. I wouldn't hurt anybody. Yeah, I'm.
Well, I talked about the girl that was in front of us that he said might have been the owner of the club, where she would, like, people were, and they were getting closer and closer, because you were. Like behind me, or
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Watch out for his heel and butthole.
I was everybody was just tall enough. I could tell they were moshing, but I couldn't see any of it.
Yeah, it was insane.
And I wasn't getting close.
And it was growing. And you couldn't move. You know, you were wedged in there. You know,
no,
it was
all right.
Well, you were further back then.
Yeah. No, I get plenty of room.
I had to stay near my sweater that Monk was holding on.
Yeah. Monk had it. You didn't have to worry
about
it.
Hold on to my seat.
First of all, I looked okay, didn't I? I was dressed.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
you were going to see Kenny Loggins up the street.
Going to the regatta.
It wasn't anything like...
Was there a bocce tournament in town?
Look at Ed. Look what
sounded
Ed's
like
wearing.
You look fabulous, Ed.
Ed's not wearing the...
uniform.
Yes, he's not wearing the punk rock uniform.
No, he was wearing his grandfather's sweater with the cigar still in the pocket.
Stacy made fun of my shoes, which
yeah, they were pretty white.
Off to Stacy.
Yes, she did.
What's it? Did you talk to her?
Yes, I heard.
Oh yeah, she did. She made fun of my white because she goes, "Are you going to worry about them getting scuffed?" And I'm like,
I just took them out of the box.
These are vintage.
You did say you had to glue them, so that's a plus.
I did.
For a mosh pit. I mean, that's at least you had to glue your shoes.
I did.
No, he glued them before he left.
So that, and then she made fun of that, and everybody was the one guy had the flannel. It was 110 degrees in there, and he was wearing that flannel. Yeah. Which, so you agree with that? Well, that the temperature was...
There was 100,000 people in that room, or 50.
No, it was a good crowd.
Yeah, it was
dude.
A good crowd, but it was packed, and it was hot.
I'll bet there was easy 110 people there.
It was cold all the whole time there until
Chucky came out.
Band, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
Until we heated up the room with our power.
You did. Because I even noticed when we were watching right before A-10s came out, I'm like surprised. Everybody smelled good. I've never been to a club like this, and everybody smelled good. I smelled like soap and like showers, and I'm like,
then?
And then... Lightning strikes, and here we are. We're back in a good old club scene.
Yeah, so
here comes old B.O. Crossface.
You know, all the bands were great.
Yeah. Crossface was better.
Well, yeah. Well, in my humble opinion, but
yeah.
I really like Lorraine Scum, and I think they should play a little later, not be an opening. Just saying.
How about Mind Your Business?
Wow. Hey, she's starting a new career in promoting. You better chill out, man.
No, Lorraine,
everybody was.
Do you ever want to play?
It was one of those things. It was. I don't know who picked the line. I think the club is the one who set up the lineup. It had nothing to do with us.
You might say she ran too good as merch.
10,000 Rambos, A-10s. The bands were great.
Hit more on my boxes.
Did they? Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I even, since you were a little bit behind, I was dancing a little bit.
Yeah, but you were doing like the Lindy Hop.
The pogo.
Doing the Carlton.
Yeah. They're like, look at that weirdo in the sweater. It's 10,000 degrees in here and he's got a sweater on.
You did some weird, like, jerk thing. I don't quite remember what it was.
Oh, no, he
masturbating in the corner. You were like acting like you were.
He was night whacking.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was you did, but.
Well, not in a bad way. I was doing.
Yeah, that. Yeah. It wasn't anything.
Like he was on the stage during the Charlie Brown Christmas.
That was like the Spicoli from Fast Times at the dance at the end.
Yeah. I was just having a good time.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
That's all that matters.
You're just weird. That's all she's saying.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
It was a good. Okay.
I'm saying it.
I almost thought that I was going to get involved in the moshing.
No, you were too coward.
Not voluntarily.
Oh, I mean, I was like, what?
Did you notice
it? You would have went in once and they'd spit you right out, like bones would come out.
Watch out for the old guy. Don't scuff his shoes.
Most of the time, though, when it does start widening, the people that are standing there will shove them right back in. Shove them right back in.
See, that's what I don't get.
But that's normal.
Since you were there and you've seen it much more than me and you can offer the opinion, is that a form of expression? It's dancing or is it just, because I told him.
It's called slam dancing.
Where
it originated. It's a mosh pit where you slam dance. You basically just jump around and run into each other, throw punches, kicks.
No.
We always called it slam dancing way before mosh.
It was the original.
Yeah.
When I say throw punches, I don't mean like you're intentionally punching.
No, they call it skanking back in the day. Yeah.
I think
and in my experience, it only grows because more people run into it, not expand.
Dude, there were women in it, and it was, I mean...
There's everybody in it.
I told him, though.
Men, women, babies.
There was a couple babies
cats,
in there.
Cats, dogs living together.
So there was some
mass hysteria.
It's
true, this
music.
Man has no dick.
Anger music needs angry dancing.
Right.
The only thing
but
is,
no, it was a good time, man.
That the only, I will say this about his music, that it does. I've told you before, like when you listen to your music, you go,
it pumps you up.
It gets. I don't know if it's the speed of the drummer or
it's
if it's the
fast.
Speed of thing you just do. You go. You
imagine playing it, Ed.
Well, that's just it. Here, four. I'm going to say.
I don't think you can play that on a 12 string.
Especially while it's in a fire pit.
I don't know how the drummer keeps up.
Jason's amazing.
My God.
Well, yeah. It's for the. For the guy out on the floor, to me, although Monk said he could hear everything clearer than I could, to me, it kind of melded together because it was very difficult to hear the lead singers on any of the bands.
I always have trouble hearing.
On any of the bands.
Hearing the... I can hear them, but I can't make out what they're saying.
Anything they're saying.
I have no idea.
To me, it just sounds like, which probably what it's meant to be, barking. Is that what you called it?
I always say it sounds like they're barking.
So you could literally just go.
There you go. I'm like, where's the sound effect?
Yeah. Some people you can hear, you can understand them more
than others.
Even when they're screaming
that
way.
You have to do a hit song that way. Chuck, just write a song and have that. It's the
yeah. You can't. No, it's already been done. There's a band called K9ist that did it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Too bad.
No, it's a total evil death metal band, and the dog, it was like a pit bull that they recorded that did all the vocals.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but you could do it.
It's really cool.
Good tribute.
Do it as a tribute band, Chuck.
A K9ist tribute band.
Yeah, we'll play at the Palace. That's all they get in there. Anyhow, tribute.
Call it Chihuahua.
I got
Shih Tzu.
Chihuahua.
Shih Tzu. Right? Aren't those the dogs that look like someone went and then they hit it in the face and
their eyes are like this and their fur just went.
Yeah. Isn't that a pug?
Yeah.
No, pugs are the non-furry ones. Shih Tzus are like furry pugs.
Furry pugs.
Right.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So, dude, so there's one of the topics is you riding a shotgun while your daughter drives.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this. That was one of my things because you said your daughter's driving now.
Yes.
Right.
Does she have her license or is she just...
She's been driving for a year.
Oh, okay.
Still doesn't have her license, but she's been driving for a year.
Do you ride with her? Do you...
Well, I taught her to drive, so I trust her. She's pretty good, actually. She doesn't scare me.
You don't get terrified, and you're like, turn left, turn left, turn left.
Nope, I'd rather ride with her. Sometimes I give her crap, and she gets nervous because I'm like, you missed the light, you missed this, why didn't you do this? Because I'm still teaching her, and she gets nervous, so she'll...
Oh, she doesn't have... Totally doesn't have
her license. No, she does have her license, but when I'm driving with her, she's still...
It's still a learning game.
So I'm still teaching her, like, look at what this asshole's doing.
Right.
Don't be near him because he's going to be doing stupid shit in a minute, and then you see him merge or whatever.
Okay, Dad.
Right, exactly. And she's like, then she starts getting nervous and starts doing stupid things like merging it.
Stop looking at me.
Whatever.
Stop looking at me.
Like when I took her to get her tattoo, and I made her drive, and I was talking to her, she's like, you just keep talking, and I get nervous. I'm like, all right, I'll shut up.
Are you using her like an Uber yet, where you can get all hammered and then just call her and say, get me?
Not yet. I'm working on that.
Yeah, you got to build her up to that.
We did that with friends' kids when they finally got their license.
Did you?
And they were comfortable. Yeah, we're like, we'll pay you to come pick us up.
But
then you move three blocks away from the bars.
Boom, they're out of money. They're out of a job.
Well, if it was like for, I don't want to call it the cancer ball, but that's what they used to call it. Stuff like that where,
you know, you're going to drink and
for a wedding and
you guys always went to, was it you or Jesse that Trail Mix Jess that would go to the policeman's?
That wasn't us.
That wasn't you. You know what I'm talking about? They always
nothing to do with those guys.
Well, no, they always had.
I know they had a police. We went to the fireman's one.
I think
that's better. Yeah. Those are drinkers there.
Oh God. Yeah. That's what
they don't arrest you.
I forget where that was at.
In South Amherst, somewhere.
Yeah.
They used to have it at Rosemond, whatever that is, right behind the barber shop on Overland Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Rosewood?
That's what I thought it was. Rosewood. Rose something. And then they always have it there. And, that's where you get hammered and just call his daughter. No, well, we won't call your daughter. But
we might.
I mean, I have had her drive me from a wedding, to and from a wedding, one of our family members. I had her drive me to the... Christmas party, my company Christmas party, because it was at a winery. I'm like, well, I can have a couple drinks. And
I just wondered, did
it.
You get terrified driving? No, really?
Not at all.
You're a brave man.
So, keeping on subject, what tattoo did she get? Did you, were you like,
don't get that. You'll regret it.
I helped her with it.
Oh, right on.
The dolphin.
Her mom passed again. Yeah. Say it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Sorry to hear that.
And her mom's favorite flower was a calla lily.
I don't know what that is.
It's a lily, but it's only got one petal.
Okay.
And she decided she wanted that, and her mom used to read her To the Moon and Back.
Oh, the kid's story. Right? Yeah.
So she got a little calla lily, and next to it, I Love You to the Moon and Back.
Oh, that's nice.
So she's like, day before her 17th birthday, she goes, can we go get my tattoo? I'm like, well, do you have it ready? She goes, yeah. So she brought it down and showed me. I'm like, all right, we'll call around, find a place. I'm like, do you want that in your mom's handwriting? She goes, can we do that? I go, yeah.
How would you do that?
I have enough of her writing that
piece it together.
Put it together.
They could do that? Yeah, I guess they could.
Well, I did it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And put it together and gave them a stencil.
Oh, nice.
And they used the stencil for a tattoo.
I always wondered about that with tattoo, because I have virgin skin.
Yeah.
Very.
Oh, yeah.
Except your anus.
It's a whooped out whore.
It's skin, not mucus membrane.
It's if you were flabby. Selling it on eBay, it'd be gently used.
Not to change the subject.
Rare.
When I fart, it's like.
Sounds like a duck call.
I have virgin skin on it. I always. He said what I should do is get the logo of the show.
I never said that.
Yeah, I thought you did.
No, you said that's what you wanted. I said that'd be cool.
Yeah, like the logo of the show, because I've
been doing it for so long.
Yeah, so long. It'd be something to do. But my
tramp stamp.
right down here.
Yeah, no, he's got one of those that says one size fits all.
It's just welcome aboard.
please keep your hands and feet inside
that would be funny though. Only on the inner thighs. That way, if I chafe, they would see it. No, that I wanted to get. I still do. You know, would like to get one, but you know, there's got to be a point where do you get too old for a tattoo?
No. Yeah.
Have you got? You just have the one giant one on your back, but do you have any
my shoulders?
More?
I haven't got any more just because I've been too lazy to go.
He still needs to kind of
work on
his old one. Plus, now his old one, some spots are so faded. Yeah. He needs it reworked.
On that, but that's your whole back.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, you don't have any others other than that? Do you? You don't.
Yeah, the fronts of my shoulders are done.
The
fronts of my shoulders are done.
I can't remember. Was it swallows, stars, or something? He's got butterflies.
Got spits on the
swallows, baby.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember if it was stars or something on there.
No stars. No, there's no stars.
So what caused you to get yours then? Don't you?
I just wanted tattoos.
Tattoos very personal.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That you so.
But he has like a poop joke kind of.
Yeah, there's a poop joke incorporated into my tattoo.
He likes that lucky number seven. So he has triple sevens and flames.
Right.
And then he has dice that are flamed.
Yeah. But they're rolling out at 11.
Crap.
7-11.
Craps.
Craps.
Yeah.
It's a poop joke.
Because I always... craps. I got it.
Mm. Look at you, sunshine.
I always thought...
A girl riding a bomb, that it's very, kind of
very personal. So they say... You know, tattoo artists don't.
No, they're not
like,
very
if you
personal.
Come in and point to a book, they don't like that.
No, that's because they want their artistic freedom.
Right.
If you point at a tiger in a book, you don't want that exact tiger. Be like, have fun with it. That's what they like. They don't want, here's the little stencil and do it exactly like the.
Don't you want something that no one else has?
Yeah.
Right.
Or try to anyway.
Say, mine both look like shit, but I'm the only one that has them because it's my work.
So where do you have your tattoos?
One on my shoulder, one on my bicep.
Tattoos coming your way, Chucky and Ed.
do you have one Monk or no?
No, I'm too cheap.
Well, they're expensive too.
They're
aren't
expensive. Oh, yeah. I want to get a tattoo so bad. I want one. I already know what it's going to be, and I just too fucking much money.
Chucky, it's going to be like I would probably get that actually.
Well, I've seen a lot of, like, Moose, he had his on his calf.
It's a calf. People get them everywhere, yeah.
Do they? I mean,
I don't know if you, like, Pete and Dave are pretty much from their neck down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I've noticed there was this one model I really liked, and now.
Lou Ferrigno?
Like, the only place, like, Pete's not tattooed pretty much is where it sticks out of a suit.
Because here's the thing. People end up doing a sleeve.
Yeah, Pete's from his wrist to his neck, and then from his neck to his toes.
I've seen them now. They're darkening the sleeve.
Yeah, it happens.
Blackout.
Well, mine are like that now, too. You can't even tell what either of them are.
Are they blobby? They just blow.
No, he means, like, where they actually are blackened out.
Yeah, it's like Tim Comerfield from Rage Against the Machine, the bass player.
I've seen a couple cool ones.
He just went
ones,
solid black.
Not personally for me, it's not. Right. Like,
a lot of people are blacking everything out.
If they
leave
space and negative space, it can look cool, but it's
well,
a
you
lot.
Can also black out old ones and go with white over it. I mean, you can do stuff. I'm going to go over both of mine and probably do sleeves eventually.
Maybe I should do an 80s tribal barbed
wire. I will punch you in the face. Not really. I'd love to see you get that so I can make fun of you every day.
Well, we know someone that has a barbed... Should I say what it rhymes?
No. Okay.
We know someone that has the tribal barbed tattoo.
You can't throw a dead cat around.
Without head one,
A lot of people have that.
Tribal. I can't tell you how many tribal tattoos I've designed for people. I'm like, really, you want that? Okay. Yeah.
See, I don't get that either. Plus, have you ever seen this is a weird one thing, because I've watched a video on it. Those freaking Hawaiians, they do this
Polynesians.
I would so do that. I would do that. Dude. That's on my bucket list.
Absolutely.
I know one person that got that done, and they said it hurt like hell.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Tattoos.
Yeah.
So, I know a guy that went to that dude in New York, that Japanese guy.
Yeah.
That you can't even get into him anymore. He's booked like for years in advance. He's already been there three times to this guy where they have that big long thing, like 3 feet long, and he dips it.
And they did it.
And he's got a whole sleeve going on. He's got like one or two more appointments with him.
Oh, that had to hurt so bad.
God, yes.
My daughter.
It's incredible. It's the most insane tattoo ever.
So for my daughter's 14th birthday, she started looking at tattoos because she started thinking, being an artist, we're like, you're a great artist. You could be an amazing tattoo artist. So her 15th birthday, I don't remember one of those. But she told her friend she wanted a stick and poke, but that's what it is. It's just a stick with points.
Yeah. That tattoo thing.
And her dad calls me. He's like, is this all right as a gift? I'm like, oh, yeah, but I'm going to make sure she knows that she's not doing it on any of her friends under none of that.
Or herself.
So we got herself, but she did anyway. But I got her the next Christmas, I got her the tattoo skin, the practice skin.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been begging her to practice. I'm like, I want you to do a stick and poke on me. I want you to do a design, and I want to be your first tattoo.
Oh, God, no.
Why? It's his daughter.
I understand it, but
Whether it's amazing or shitty, it's still his daughter doing it.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's going to be cool.
Are those things, because the ones that I've seen, and maybe Monk saw it as well.
Maybe give her a year and then get it.
It looks like a piece of bamboo.
Yeah. And you stick it on the skin and go tap, 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 tap.
And you bleed like no tomorrow from it.
Well, especially me. I bleed like a sieve.
That's because he eats baby aspirin like candy.
When I got my first tattoo done, the tattoo artist was like, Jesus Christ.
We got a bleeder.
We're going to have to do three sitting. You did. It took me one sitting for the black, the outline.
You're kidding.
Then I had to come back when it was healed, and it took two sittings for the color because I bleed so much. He was just like, I just can't do a whole tattoo.
He's the only guy that had to give him a tourniquet.
I sat for like 5.5 hours.
I got an IV on one side, just pumping new blood in.
Yeah, I sat for 5.5 hours one time.
They also say it's kind of like an endorphin rushy thingy.
Yeah, but it eventually wears off.
It becomes pain.
I laughed through my whole outline.
The black.
Yeah,
they do that first?
Yeah. Yes, that's why it's an outline.
Oh, I don't know.
And
I'm going to get one from the inside out.
Like, I tried not to, but it felt like it was tickling. And I know that's not normal.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it still hurt. But I was like, I'm so sorry. He goes, that's your tattoo. Because, I mean, I couldn't stop. You're still laughing. But
did they use the
tickled.
Big crochet needle to
now the color? Not so much. That didn't tickle.
That's the tiny one.
But I also had, between just getting the healing time of the outline to
it
where
we were getting
it scabs,
too, right? It scabs?
Yeah. No.
He's saying yes, you said no.
Not really, no.
Some people's the bleeder over here.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been some
your
dry.
Skin, if you, yeah, your skin does like
dry
flake
skin?
Off.
Right. Yeah, but it wasn't like scabby.
Yeah, it's not like a whole scab. It's just
pieces
flaky.
Like yeah, like an outside layer of your skin versus a blood scab.
Right.
It was just like the skin, you know. But I had lost I think 13 pounds between getting...
You bled that much?
No! Between getting the outline done and the color, so I had a little less fat on my hips, so that may have also been why the color, you know, because I was like, this doesn't feel like the outline.
Well, since you did it on your back, did it go down the bone? Did that hurt?
On my spine...
Yeah, you were...
But when he got into my back fat, like around the sides
and
here...
And you said...
That hurt, and my collarbones hurt really bad.
Why would your back... You figure the
My
fat-
back felt, it felt like he was sawing me in half.
I'm like, sweet Jesus, this isn't fun.
I was sitting with him when he was getting it done, and he was just like, I don't know.
Where's his eyes all dilated?
I wasn't like bitching at him or tattooing or anything. But
little tears.
Which, by the way, was Matt Simmons, so check him out.
It was getting, you know, later in the tattoo, and he's like, he goes, I got a little more to do. And he's like, okay. But yeah.
He's over there blinking, save me in Morse code.
You know, he wasn't like.
Yeah, my collarbones hurt worse than anything, I think.
That's all, because you're right. There's no skin.
You're right on the bone, yeah.
I'll be damned, dude. I want one, but I'm terrified I don't have the money. It'd be saying it's
well, my daughter's got to practice.
Yeah.
Did she ever practice on veal before?
Pig skin?
No, I don't. They practice on oranges, turkeys.
No.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not live turkeys like here.
Well, that's why I got her the practice skin, because it mimics skin better than the oranges.
Wait
and
a minute. What exactly?
Fat.
What is practice skin?
It's like a silicone type mat that. Shaped like skin.
Yeah.
And do you, like, you can tear it off and then...
Why, do you want to have sex with it?
Well, no, that...
It's like, it feels like skin.
They're shaped...
I want to name you.
But they're thick. Like,
I'm going to praise him with lipstick
it like
on
that,
it.
I would assume.
Yeah, it's about like 3 millimeters.
Look at him laughing at me.
It's thick enough...
Your name is Amy.
It's thick enough that it acts like the epidermis, where if you go too deep, you go through.
Really? Yeah.
And you get yourself because you have to do it on your leg.
You know, she could apprentice at a shop. That's what the way to go.
She's kind of working towards that.
Right on.
But all right. So the guy that did mine trained 3 of my friends, and they all worked in a shop. So we know the process of tattooing and how to train all this stuff. And the first thing is tracing, because you got to be able to trace lines. And we're like, once you get a tablet of tracing done, then you're ready for the next step. She's
got
done
layers of skin on it.
Maybe one trace.
She's well on her way.
She's not quite there. But she's been
I think she's ready to do your sleeve.
But she's been practicing on the skin, so she's not really a step past that, but she's at least getting the feel for it. So maybe one day. She's gonna be the next Kat Von D.
Maybe she wants to freehand.
Yeah.
Some people
she's
are good
amazing.
At that.
That's
Some
why we got
you know.
That's what gave her the idea. We were at my aunt's house for a vacation one time, and she came out in a pair of shorts and had this big floral design on her leg that she just drew.
Like a hentai or whatever, the kind of thing?
It was just real fine tip markers, and it looked like she had a professional tattoo on her
leg.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that's what Ed wants, Sharpies.
Kind of planted the seed.
Test it out. And you know if you want it.
Mine are all done with permanent markers.
Not even Sharpie. He doesn't want that kind of commitment.
He doesn't want that kind of pain.
Just a color pencil.
They're dry erase markers.
I'll pass out. They'll do the winter on the eyes. The
penis on his forehead.
Speaking of drawing on people's faces.
Get a Harry Potter scar.
Look like a mouse.
You brought up drawing on people's faces. Years and years ago, we were at a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, God.
And after New Year's Eve, we decided to go to Bob's Big Boy. They had an all-you-can-eat like breakfast bar.
How long? When was this?
This was
like,
before I met you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like,
yeah. And this might have still been high school.
Oh God.
Anyhow, so our friend, I won't say his name, he passed out on the couch, and we woke him up to go to the
sure.
And in the, well, he was passed out.
Does it rhyme with Byron?
No. When he was passed out, somebody drew a big penis on his forehead. So we wake him up. And there's like 20 of us going to Bob's Big Boy for their all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. And this kid runs into some of his parents' friends.
Get out of here.
And he has no idea. He's trying to act sober. He's drunk as a skunk. And they're talking to him, looking at him. He's got like glasses drawn on him, a big penis on his forehead.
You guys probably gave him like a Hitler mustache.
No.
Curly cute mustache. Maybe?
They did come.
After you got a penis on your forehead, you don't need a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, and he didn't know until like the next day.
Oh, God. You're kidding.
The poor guy.
Did you ever shave anybody's eyebrow off?
No. Like, but I will say, a friend of the show, our friend Kaiser, was snuck a bottle of champagne in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Freaking. Middle of breakfast, you hear so,
good times, man.
Yeah,
when you're younger. Audience members, thank you for listening. Again, like, share, subscribe, tell two friends. We're going to be leaving you with Sam Day's song, Be the One. Like it. It's a good song. Like, share, subscribe that as well. Check them
Should
all
be
out.
A Crossface song that you're
right.
I did. Yeah, I think
I've done
that one
before, but this who's singing this one?
Sam Day.
Okay.
Sam Day.
Yeah. So check him out.
Yeah, check it out. Audience members, again, check out all the things, Allstate, etc. You've been listening to Late Night with Ed Money here on our website, which is...
Don't forget to check out Ziggy's, Muscle Vodka,
Allstate.
Mm. Allstate Insurance. I can't even think of who else. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting you.
That's
but
right. Yeah, check them all out.
Check out all the links.
Yeah, it'll be coming up. I'll say, again, look and think, because I know the web guy I've been just talking to, he's building all this stuff for me. So he'll be on there as well. Yes. Nick's will be on there as well. You've been listening to Late Night with Ed Money here on a website, which is latenightwithedmoney.com, where it's real people have real conversations about life.
About what?
About life.
There you go.
You're always listening to myself, Ed Money. Right over here is CPAP Chuck.
We'll see ya.
Chuck Dick.
Hey.
I pointed at you.
Chuck Dick.
There you go. You can.
Wait till you get the car.
Yeah. Hear he him. Says I'm too American.
You wait till she falls asleep and she'll have the big penis.
She'll have a big penis on her forehead.
But it won't be drawn. You can hear him but not see him. Is the monk?
Everybody be good.
And now that he's the last one, then you, the amazing Jeffrey Neutron.
See ya.
We gotta get something for him.
I did a little graphic for him.
We should have like a Dexter's Laboratory right. Kind of.
What is that? Is that him dragging something across?
I'm building one of my machines.
Need a Dexter's Laboratory. Some kind of thing from that.
That is.
What is going on?
I don't know. There's a whole lot of
shaving someone's balls.
That was your Jacob's Ladder pee hole and butthole.
Our in studio guest, the lovely Beck. And again, check out the songs, check out everything. Don't be materialistic because it gets you nowhere. And always remember that you are a somebody. And after that, we are out of here.
Thank you. You've been listening to Late Night with Ed Money, brought to you by Three Bowls of Crunch Production. Late Night with Ed Money is a copyrighted show, and any unauthorized reproduction for sale is strictly prohibited without written and or verbal consent from Ed Money. Otherwise, we'll find out where you live and beat the shit out of you. Thank you for listening.